Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet and what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, who we welcome back right now. Hey, Christopher, what's happening this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for the planet Mars in our southwestern sky after sunset till around 9 p.m. The moon will pass through its first quarter phase this week, becoming brighter as the week goes on.
A trip up to the Mauna Kea summit for us this week as we learn about one of the observatories there mapping hydrogen from a distant part of the universe.
That's absolutely right. Astronomers using the Suprime Cam at the Subaru Observatory atop Mauna Kea have peered into the distant universe and created one of the most extensive maps of hydrogen gas in the early universe. This cloud is spread over 160 million light years of space, and it existed some 11.5 billion years ago, making it some of the most ancient material in the universe.
With hydrogen found everywhere in the universe, why is this so important?
Hydrogen is everywhere. In fact, it's the single most abundant element in the universe. And you could say that there is nothing particularly special about hydrogen at all, except that if it weren't for hydrogen, none of us would be here.
And perhaps you can walk us through how we go from being a cloud of hydrogen to being walking, talking human beings.
Well, the power of hydrogen is incredible. Hydrogen is the basis for every single element in the universe. Stars burn hydrogen in their cores, and they fuse it to form heavy elements like carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, and iron. It's a process called nuclear fusion, and it's the reason the sun shines.
So in some ways, these older stars are sort of like our ancestors.
Indeed. This first generation of stars that formed from the hydrogen gas left over from the Big Bang are our first ancestors. Without them, the heavy elements that go to make planets, water, and life would not exist. That's what makes this discovery really cool. We are essentially looking back into time and seeing the first moments of our creation. It is very powerful stuff, and it allows us to study our origins, from the first stars and galaxies to where we are today.
And we can thank the Subaru folks for this. Another exciting Mauna Kea-related discovery, and good to hear about it from you. Christopher Phillips, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for Stargazer.